There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man. As a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Baum.
I am the smartest man alive.
All right, here we go. Number five, the Sens of St. Nick on Saturday, October 15th. Sixth-ranked Tennessee hosted third-ranked Alabama in front of 101,000 lunatics at General Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. Tennessee led 28-10 in the second quarter before Alabama rallied to take a 49-42 lead with just under 8 minutes to go. The Vols tied it at 49 with 3.5 minutes remaining. Alabama drove to the Tennessee 32 with 34 seconds left. Tennessee with all three timeouts remaining. Bryce Young threw an incomplete pass on first down. Tennessee used a defensive timeout for alignment on second down. Then Bryce Young threw an incomplete pass on second down and an incomplete pass on third down, leaving fourth and 10 with 20 seconds remaining. Real Reichard then missed a 50-yard field goal, leaving the Volunteers with 15 seconds and two timeouts. Hendon Hooker completed an 18-yard pass to midfield. Timeout, 9 seconds to go. Then he found Brew McCoy for 27 yards to the tied 23-yard line. Timeout, 2 seconds to go. Chase McGrath nails a 40-yard field goal, and the Volunteers upset the tied 52-49. Here's the question. How does Nick Saban not run the ball on second and third down? Hooker had already thrown for over 340 yards on just 29 pass attempts before the final drive. Alabama's field goal attempt has to either be the last play of the game or it has to occur with Tennessee having no timeouts left. 7 national titles don't get you a free pass here, Coach Saban. Number 4, Dino the Dinosaur. Last Saturday's matchup between the two undefeateds, number 14 Syracuse and number 5 Clemson in South Carolina, sadly may have been the game of the week. The Orange led 21-10 at half and also after three quarters before the Tigers rallied in the fourth. Clemson led 24-21 when Syracuse stopped them on third down at the Orange 27, forcing fourth and two. That's when it took Syracuse head coach Dino Babers 25 seconds to decide to use his final timeout. The clock ticked down from 158 to 133. BT Potter hit a 44-yard field goal to give Clemson a 27-21 lead. Syracuse did drive to the Clemson 30 with 23 seconds left, before Garrett Schrader was picked off by R.J. Mickens at the 15-yard line, ending the game. One can only wonder how it would have played out if they would have had 48 seconds to work with at the 30-yard line. In his Monday press conference, Babers immediately addressed the clock management issue.
I'm going to start with the 25 seconds, okay? There was a mistake on our part. It's been handled internally. It was a 25-second mistake. And based off of how we do things, I feel like it's corrected, and that will not happen or should not happen again. But no doubt there was a 25-second mistake on the clock, and that was bad.
Yes, Coach, it was bad. And handled internally? Who ultimately is responsible for deciding when you call timeouts? Isn't it you? And if it wasn't you, has it been changed away from you or to you? This isn't the first clock management issue during Babers' tenure at Syracuse, and we are all sure it won't be the last. Number 3, offensive, or should I say offensive, guru. The Arizona Cardinals faced their NFC West division foe, Seattle Seahawks, in Seattle on Sunday, October 16th. What a get-right spot for Kyler Murray and the Cardinal offense. The Seahawks had just given up 45 points to Jared Goff and the Lions and 39 points to Andy Dalton and the Saints. Their previous three opponents had rolled up 1,400 yards of offense. On the opening drive, Matt Amendola hit a 23-yard field goal to give the Cardinals the lead. That would be their only offensive score of the day as they lost 19-9 to the Seahawks. Were Murray and the Cardinals stonewalled by Bozo the Carroll? Of course not. They actually outgained and outpossessed the Seahawks. What happened? Well, our hero Cliff Kingsbury refused to kick any more field goals. Tied 3-3 at the end of the first quarter, he passed on a 38-yard field goal to go on 4th-and-4. Trailing 9-3 early in the third quarter, he passed on a 45-yard field goal to go on 4th-and-2. And trailing 19-9 with 10 minutes to go in the game, he passed on a 41-yard field goal that would have made it a one-possession game. Of course, they couldn't convert for 4th-and-2 as Kyler Murray was sacked for a 12-yard loss. I wonder if Bill Bidwill realizes that Kingsbury isn't even the best NFL head coach on his staff. That would be Vance Joseph. How many straight weeks can Kingsbury make this list? Anthony Lynn, watch out. Number 2, don't be like Mike. Steelers took on the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football in Miami, leading 16-10 midway through the third quarter. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel opted not to kick a 30-yard field goal to give his team a 2-score lead. Instead, he handed the ball off to Chase Edmonds for no gain on 4th-and-3. That decision loomed large as the Dolphins would punt on their final five possessions. The Steelers actually had two opportunities to win the game in the final 4 minutes with a touchdown, but both times Kenny Pickett was intercepted deep in Dolphin territory. So why didn't McDaniel take the 3 points to make it a two-possession game? He said after the game, quote, "I think at that moment I had some faith in the players that regardless you do it and you don't convert, it's a bad decision because you have points. It would have been a two-score game. I take full responsibility, and luckily we were able to come up with a win." Beyond the horrific decision to go for it, how about the play call? Edwards has been their least reliable offensive weapon. Raheem Mostert has been by far the better back. And then you have Edwards line up right next to Tua in the shotgun. Why not throw the ball? You've got plenty of weapons you added to Tua's arsenal. A bad decision, but a worse play call. And number one, what Browns can be done to you. It was a bizarre sequence of events in the closing minutes of the game in Baltimore Sunday between the Browns and the Ravens. The Browns trailed 23-20 with 2:09 remaining. They lined up to kick a 55-yard field goal. The Ravens jumped off sides. Flags were thrown, whistles were blown. This would shorten the attempt to 50 yards. But after a long huddle by referee Sean Smith's crew, a false start was called against Browns guard Michael Dunn. Replays don't show any movement by Dunn or any member of the Browns offensive line. Now the Browns face 4th and 10 at the Ravens 42. Undaunted, Kevin Stefanski sends York out there to try a 60-yard field goal. The attempt was tipped and went way left. The ball hits the ground with 2:06 remaining on the clock. At 2:04, Ravens players can be seen rushing on the field to celebrate. And yet the clock operator in Baltimore let the clock run down to 1:59. Underneath the two-minute warning. The Ravens got the ball, ran three times, and punted. The Browns got the ball back on their own 20 with only 16 seconds remaining. If the clock had stopped correctly outside of the two-minute warning, the Browns would have had 56 seconds left. Of course, as my dad used to say, if things were different, they wouldn't be the same. The bigger point here is that clock operators work with little to no scrutiny. It's amazing how many times during games that a clock should be running as it isn't, and in this case, shouldn't have been running and was. Coaches should be allowed to challenge mistakes of the clock, and referees should be held accountable for making sure the clock is running or not running at appropriate times, not just whether it's on the last play of the game. And that is no hyperbole.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.